One day, a man saw an old lady standing on the side of the road, but even in the dim light of the day, he could see she needed help. So he pulled up in front of her Mercedes and got out. His Pontiac was still sputtering as he approached her. Even with the smile on his face, she was worried. No one had stopped to help her for the last hour or so. Was he going to hurt her? He didn't look safe. He looked poor and hungry. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the cold. He knew how she felt. It was those chills which only fear can put in you. He said, "I'm here to help you, madam. Why don't you wait in the car, where it's warm? By the way, my name is James Cook." Well, all she had was a flat tire, but for an old lady it was bad enough. James crawled under the car. He was looking for a place to put the jack. Soon, he was able to change the tire, but he got dirty and hurt his hands. She rolled down the window and began to talk to him. She told him she was from San Francisco, and she was just passing through. She couldn't thank him enough for coming to her aid. James just smiled and closed the trunk. She asked him how much she owed him for helping her. Any amount would have been all right with her. But he never thought twice about being paid. This was not a job to him. He was just helping someone in need, and it never occurred to him to act any other way. He told her that if she really wanted to pay him back, the next time she saw someone who needed help, she could give that person the assistance they needed. And he added, "And think of me." He waited until she started her car and drove off. It had been a cold and depressing day, but he felt good as he headed home, disappearing into the twilight. A few miles down the road, the old lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and have a rest before she made the last leg of her trip. It was a dingy-looking restaurant. Outside were two old gas bombs. The whole scene was unfamiliar to her. The waitress came over and brought a clean towel to wipe her wet hair. She had a sweet smile, one that even being on her feet for the whole day couldn't erase. The lady noticed the waitress was nearly 8 months pregnant, but she never let the strain and aches change her attitude. The old lady wondered how someone who had so little could be so generous to a stranger. Then she remembered Cook. After the lady finished her meal, she paid with a $100 bill. The waitress went to get the change for her, but the old lady had slipped right through the door. She was gone by the time the waitress had come back. She wondered where the lady could be. Then she noticed something written on the napkin. There were tears in her eyes when she read what the lady had written. "You don't owe me anything. I have been there too. Somebody once helped me the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here is what you need to do. Do not let this chain of love end with you." Under the napkin were four more $100 bills. That night, when she got home from work and went to bed, she was thinking about the money and what the lady had written. How could a lady have known how much she and her husband needed it? With the baby due next month, it was going to be hard. She knew how worried her husband was, and as he lay sleeping next to her, she gave him a soft kiss and whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be all right, James Cook."